Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Testimony begins today in the corruption trial of former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi and two co-defendants. In federal court yesterday, jurors heard opening statements. WBUR's David Boeri reports the prosecution laid out new details about DeMasi, while the defense hammered the government's case and one of its key witnesses.
With his wife on one arm and his 21-year-old stepdaughter on the other, Sal DeMasi walked toward the courthouse where a conviction could send him to prison for over 20 years.
Mr. Speaker, do you have any thoughts as it all starts today?
I've been waiting for this day for a long time, so I'm looking forward to it.
Inside, DeMasi worked the first two rows of the courtroom with kisses, handshakes, and hugs for family and friends. Here was the longstanding public persona of my pal Sal, about to clash with the prosecution's portrayal of Sal the thief. He and his friends used that public office for their private gain, federal prosecutor Theodore Merritt told the jurors. For DeMasi, the bad news on becoming Speaker of the House was losing most of his income from his law practice, the prosecutor said. He was desperate for money, carrying a credit card debt of $50,000 a month. He found a way to cash in on that office, though, Merritt said, by steering state contracts for close to $20 million to a Burlington software company named Cognos and disguising the bribes as referral fees. Now comes the defense.
Sal DeMasi performed no official act, did nothing in order to get funding for Cognos or anybody else in return for anything.
That's William Sintolo speaking outside the courtroom. It's a pale version of the finger-jabbing, pacing, raging bull open he delivered inside the courtroom. Not one word is evidence in this case, he said. Not one word, not one paragraph, not one sentence, not one syllable. The stunned judge, Mark Wolf, broke into a grin, reminding Sintolo that this was an opening, not a closing argument. Sintolo was not to be denied. The government has not one piece of evidence, not one crumb, that Sal DeMasi even mentioned the word Cognos.
The name or the word Cognos, the cog didn't even come out of his mouth.
The prosecutor promised that one of its witnesses, Governor Deval Patrick, will provide compelling testimony against DeMasi. But perhaps the most damaging witness of all for the government is DeMasi's alleged co-conspirator and Cognos salesman Joseph Lally, who was once a co-defendant. The prosecutor said DeMasi told his co-conspirators, if we stick together, we're okay. If one breaks, we fall. One did break, but all three defense attorneys will try to break Lally by carpet-bombing his credibility. DeMasi's attorney, William Sintolo, called Lally a liar, a cheat, a manipulator, a quintessential name-dropper.
Just pay close attention to what you hear today,
DeMasi had said on the way into court. And what was revealed by the defense was that Lally owes $75,000 to a casino, blew $50,000 on a trip to Las Vegas, and is jammed up with the IRS and the Department of Revenue. He's a degenerate gambler, attorney Tom Drexler roared. He made millions, and he blew it all. Then he became a government witness, and a lot of his financial problems have lifted. Said Drexler with scorn, knock, knock. Who's there? It's Joe Lally. Can I become a government witness? Grinning once more, Judge Mark Wolf reminded the jurors that what the lawyers say in opening statements is not evidence. But it sure was interesting. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.